You're listening to the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast, episode 75, Computers, Computers Everywhere. You linked to this other one, and I honestly don't know what it is, so you're going to have to tell me.
Okay. Why the HDMI connector?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is what's going on. So this is interesting. This is interesting. Basically what happened was there was a dude who, they were doing some tests with the video out on the iPad or the iPhone over the new Lightning connector. Which is the new little 8-pin one that can flip upside down. And like you can't plug an HDMI cable directly into the iPhone or iPad because it's only got the one little plug. So what you do is you go out and you buy a little adapter. They call it the AV adapter, and you plug it into the Lightning connector, and then you plug your HDMI into it. And you can even plug another Lightning connector into it to give power to your device so you can charge at the same time. This device costs $50, which is ridiculous.
That's pretty expensive.
It's very expensive. And what was interesting was they were talking about...
So it allows
you
to, like, play it on your TV. Is that the deal?
Yeah, exactly. You can output video to your TV. So if you have, like, HD movies on your iPhone, like I do...
But this is, like, half the price of an Apple TV.
Right.
Same thing for you.
Right. And you can... It's a little more portable. But it's expensive. It's like $50. And everybody's like, why is it so friggin' expensive? It's ridiculous. And you, like, can't buy them for cheap anywhere. Like, you can't just go online and go to China and buy them, which is weird. Because usually you can buy knockoff ones for inexpensive. So these guys, and then there was another thing. So this article started out, and it actually links to one of the comments that I have, but if you go up to the top where the actual article is talking about it, basically what they said was we were looking at what was going on with it, and we noticed that they call it mystery number one. When we turn on video mirroring to send out an image through the Lightning AV adapter, the system tells us that the maximum optimum resolution it can do is 1600 by 1900. Hang on, that's not 180p, you're saying yourself. That's exactly what we said. When we plug it into an old dock connector AV, the system gave us 1920 by 1080. So that's a bummer. Questionably, Apple's iPad mini tech specs claim up to 1080p video out support, but we can't figure out how that's possible. Maybe they mean adapter upscales 1600 by 900 to our image to 180p. And then mystery number two, they talked about artifacts. So when you actually are projecting, it's not a perfect screen. Mm. There's actually artifacts left over, which suggests some sort of compressing and decompressing act. And everybody, process, which everybody's like, what the heck's going on? So basically what's going on here is they're looking at they're upscaling, they're decompressing the image as it comes out, which is, they're like, that's crazy. So there's obviously got to be something sophisticated going on in the adapter. And basically what they're saying is this AV adapter, we thought we were going insane. This is just an AV adapter. Why are these things happening? Limited resolutions, lag, MPEG, artifacts. Hang on. These are the same things we experience when we stream video to an iOS device on Apple TV. And so basically what they said was like, it's almost as though you're not transferring raw HDMI data. We're not. So what is going on here? Well, they started to take apart the AV adapter, this little $50 adapter. They got out their hacksaw. They took the whole thing apart.
Wow.
And you look at this picture that they have here. It's ridiculous. There are a ton of different components. It is a sophisticated circuit that they have built here. And then they like flipped it over to go one step further, and they see a little chip on it that's soldered to it. Your eyes don't deceive you. That tiny chip says ARM, and the HDMI, the part number, are on these points, are points towards RAM, 2 gigabytes worth. That's right. They built an entire system on a chip into the AV adapter. That little adapter is a computer. And all it does is it takes data from the iPhone, decompresses it, and outputs it as HDMI. but it's a full-blown computer with RAM. It's an actual thing. And they're like, you know, it asks a couple of questions like, what operating system is it running? What are they doing with it? Why are they doing this? This is crazy. And basically what happened was this. So if you, when you click on the link, it's going to obviously move you right over to a comment. It turns out there was an engineering, or there's an Apple engineer who just so happened to be reading this blog and decided to comment and explain what was going on.
I liked his name, Anonymous Coward.
Right. They talked about a couple of, he talks about a couple of different points on the, on what was going on. But basically what he explained was that the reason why Apple did this is not because there's not enough data that's going through. Number one, it does allow them to use a smaller compression standard, which is kind of nice. And it does allow it to go faster and use less power. but what they said was the really big deal, is there isn't a standard output now that's built into the device. They literally say each adapter that we build can do its own upscaling or downscaling based on whatever it's designed for. So we can have one type of communication protocol out of the iPhone and then do all the different changes in the AV adapter. So instead of building, you know, instead of having to change the iPhone as new standards come out and forcing you to buy new, you know, everything, we just have one thing. And what it does is he claims that this makes it much more forward compatible because it's guaranteed that it'll work for a long time, you know, because it's not format specific. And that's really the big reason why Apple would build a computer, to run everything through on the AV adapter. That outputs HDMI, video. And I don't know, it was just I thought that this was really is an interesting article, kind of little interesting thing. But what really blew me away about this and what I think is really interesting is this kind of goes back to what we've been talking about. This idea, you know, is one more point in the, you know, in what we've talked about, where talking about computers and everything, you know.
Yeah.
The Nest thermostat, that was such a big deal. And one of the big things that they said, you know, we read you that art, we talked to you about that story, I think it was last week or the week before, where basically they said the reason why Nest is such a brilliant way of doing it is because there's a bunch of Apple employees that knew how to operate systems on chips, basically little computers that are built all in, and you embed these little computers and then you write whatever you need it to do and then you just go on. So there are these very simple tasks that are being run by, you know, little computers that have RAM and have, you know, processors and have hard drive space and have everything that you need in order to do this. And so you can build these very, very sophisticated devices with full-blown computers into everything at very cheap costs. And that's essentially what Apple did. And
$50 cheap? Okay.
Well,
maybe,
you know,
from a computer standpoint. But
yeah, all right. Exactly. And that, well, that's the thing. You know, you think the Raspberry Pi is about $50. You know,
that's
right, exactly. It's not even like, it's kind of like the rest. No, it's a computer. It's a full-blown computer that's doing this process. It's just a very...
seems like it's overkill, and eventually it'll get simplified, right? Where they're like, well, this is what we know how to make, and we can do anything with it. So, you know, it's a Swiss Army knife tool.
I don't actually...
Eventually it'll get even more specified, I feel.
Well, I would actually say no. I bet they don't. I bet what happens is they just get cheaper over time. What my argument was actually going to be was this gives them a tremendous amount of flexibility, so you can start building AV adapters that are really, really sophisticated using essentially the same hardware, because now it's just a computer. You just program it to do whatever you want it to do, and then you just start selling them. And so, like, for the 4K TVs, you are now forward compatible with the 4K TVs or whatever else comes out. And, you know, I think you're starting out with Samsung and Apple are really your two big companies that are going to embrace and all of the employees that they kind of offshoot are going to embrace the idea of building computers into everything, little computers, and programming little computers to do even relatively simple tasks where you might have built a single circuit board or whatever. Now what you're going to do is you're just going to build a device.
Well, what I liked what this guy said too about this is he goes, presumably, we can have firmware updates. And so, yeah, you talk about the quality being a problem. We know about it, and we're working on it.
Right.
And that is, you know, that's kind of exciting to be like, I mean, I know that, like, with Pebble, That's one of their things. They're like, yeah, we designed this so that we will make updates and upgrades and we'll fix some of the software issues. Obviously, from a hardware perspective, it is what it is.
Right.
But, you know, yeah, that doesn't mean that's the last thing in the world.
Right. The nice part about this is because it plugs into the iPhone, they probably have some crazy sophisticated stuff that they never told anybody about, where you can program these things from the iPhone.
I'm sure that's
like, you know, where, you know, the next time you plug it into an iPhone, it'll be like, give us 1 second while we do something we're not telling you about. And it, yeah, it updates it. All of a sudden the compression is better, or it works with your 4K TV or whatever.
Yeah, it's probably some stupid thing where once you type it in, it flips some variable on the phone that says, hey, when you're checking for an update, don't forget to check for this. And, you know, so it like pings the server twice and it goes, oh, cool, it has an update. And so the next time you insert it, it just, it takes the 20 seconds and it goes updating. You're like, oh, weird. And then it's done.
Right. And what's really, I think the funniest part about this is that one of the complaints about the AV adapter is how long it takes for it to, like, you plug in the AV, you plug in the HDMI. I guess it just takes forever. Like, it takes a minute for the whole thing to, like, turn on and start to project your image, you know, and everything was like
booting up. Huh. Yeah.
That's why. It's got to turn on first. It's a computer. It just doesn't have a login screen or it doesn't have a Windows, you know, welcome to Windows screen. So I don't know, dude. It's just fascinating. And that's so clearly the direction that we're going. And, you know, Apple is one of your big leaders in that. But it's like it makes you wonder how many places you go, you know, how many things have this and we don't even realize it. And how long until everything has this, till your watch is like this, your glasses are like this, your clothes are like this. Well, we've talked about Apple Watch, Pebble. We've talked about Google Glass. We've talked about your Spidey Sense suit. You know, and, you know, and how long until your light switches have this? Until your, you know, obviously, you know, the big ones like your refrigerator and your oven should have them. But why not, you know, as this stuff gets smaller and more sophisticated, you know, it just gets better and better and better and better and better. It's very cool. I don't know. I'm super stoked about it.
That is cool. and it's not necessarily for this particular cable, but for the overall trend.
Right, yeah, no, it's really annoying for this cable because it's ridiculously expensive.
I know.
But,
gotta start somewhere.
And I wanted to go, I actually, when I got my iPhone, I went to go buy one, and I was like, $50? And I have since decided that once I have a reason to, I was going to get it just so that I could have it so I could go or, you know, do whatever. But now I've decided that once I actually, you know, get it, I'm just going, you know, once I have a reason to have it, whether it's a, you know, a TV or whatever, I'm just going to go get an Apple TV. Like, what the heck? Why wouldn't I?
Exactamente.
Which, I, you know, part of Apple's, you know, it's almost like they did it on purpose. But, I like it. I thought it was interesting.
That is interesting. That is very cool. Very cool indeed. Wow, man. A lot of cool stuff going on this week.
Yeah.
I like it. I like doing this podcast because we get to cover things like that.
Yeah.
Which is neat. Mm-hmm. So, good talk, man. Good talk.
Are we calling it early?
Yeah, because I have to go.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We technically did all the ones we highlighted.
I know, but there's other things to talk about.
I know.
DARPA that can throw bricks. We got Penny Arcade reviewing the Surface Pro.
Okay. This is a new section of the Furlough Bros.
Oh, man. Okay?
We're making this up on the fly.
Okay, this is super exciting.
This is it. This is rapid fire, okay? You have 30 seconds to talk about a story. And then I get 30 seconds to rebuttal.
Okay. Are you going to tell me when?
Here, hold up. Oh, I can't set this by seconds. Well, that's dumb. At least I don't think I can. I can't. All right, I'm going to do a stopwatch, whatever. Dude, let's just go. All right, so you pick a story. Just give us a 30-second highlight.
I'm ready.
And we'll switch off, okay?
All right.
Maybe. Go.
3D printing cars. We're talking about big scale printers. You print out different single components. There's a dude, he's building these like full on vehicles. It's like stronger than steel in some cases because they can, you know, we talked about this like weeks ago about like really sophisticated structures that you can build out of 3D printing that's lighter and cheaper than steel. You build it in one shot. It's going to create an entire cottage industry of custom built cars. Really, really cool. It's coming. It's the future. The future, like we said, this is the year of the printer, the 3D printer. Like, this is when it starts.
Time.
Back. Okay.
Okay. My turn.
Are you picking a different story?
So, the magazine is it's a magazine that's on the iPad only. It started out as a very, like, this is really hard to do. A really, like, simple, easy to do, easy to read, not very heavy, not very fancy, but it has amazing articles, and this guy is finally starting to, like, I just love the business model, and he's starting to open up where you can now share a story, and then so you can see him on the web. I just really like, I think this guy is transforming the way magazines work. You should check it out, The Magazine.
You can also get it on your iPhone, for the record. I have it right here.
Yes, true. Your turn.
Very cool. Okay, my turn? Uh-oh. Piracy has dropped by 26% in the last year. Crazy. Why? Because people have become moral again. No, that's not why. It's because of Spotify. Services like Spotify, people say that that's been a big part. Why would you don't need to pirate music. Basically, it's the frictionlessness. $10 a month gives you all your music. Basically gives you what piracy did, but without any of the time investment. The other reason is because piracy sites have become more and more crowded with malware and spyware and stuff. So people are, you know, moving up across that.
All right. You can now sign in using Google Plus, just like Facebook Connect, you know, assuming the website updates it. One of the cool things, too, is they'll have, like, if you share a story to the stream, instead of just, like, a like button, you could be like, oh, I want to buy that, or I want to register for it, too. So, like, interactive like buttons right in the Google Plus stream. Sounds kind of cool.
That is cool.
More to come in the future, I guess.
All right.
Done.
Intel is opening up the foundries to tier one third parties. That basically means big time manufacturers who want to build chips that don't use Intel technology or Intel circuit technology, but use Intel manufacturing techniques. They claim that this is a really big step in the process of basically opening up the doors to Apple to have Apple build their chips in Intel doors without using Intel core technology. That's a big deal, but nobody cares about it except me and Intel and Apple.
I love it. Also, speaking of Apple, there was a cool article on the New Yorker talking about Apple versus Wall Street. And basically, it talks about everything that I hate about Wall Street, where it's not good enough just to grow. You've got to grow bigger, faster, better each year. And so, as you know, Apple's having some trouble right now with their investors and cash hoarding. And this whole article was like, Apple's right because they're investing for the long term. And if this were any other company, you'd be like, yes, that's exactly what we should do. But it's Apple, so expectations are unreasonably high. And so no one's ever happy with them.
With due whatever. I don't know what I was trying to say there. Penny Arcade, the dudes who make the comic. It's a pretty good comic. I recommend it. He did a review of the Surface Pro. He said it's pretty awesome, especially the stylus because it's like pressure sensitive. It works real well. It's not laggy.
Oh, I did read that. It was good.
Does everything that he wants it to do, and it's one of those things where it kind of made me want to buy one.
Yeah, that's the best recommendation I've heard.
And it's funny. Everybody I've read everywhere, they're like, "Wow, this is really cool. This actually, why can't Microsoft get other people to say this? This is great news. Come on." So. I don't know. It's a good review. I recommend it.
All right, cool. And then my last one is that, in case you missed it, I said it really quick. WebOS is no longer with HP. LG has bought it, but their intent is to put it into televisions and potentially phones later. So WebOS is still not dead or something.
Cool.
It's dead.
It's dead.
Yeah. It's back from the life. It's back from the dead.
It was dead when Palm said, hey, we built a new operating system.
Yeah, well, you know. It's still around.
Yeah. It's the walking dead.
Okay, that's all mine. So,
okay, I got one last story that I want to cover. DARPA, have you ever heard of the Big Dog Project? It's this robot. It walks around. It's freaky because, like, people, like, kick it and stuff, and it doesn't knock down. Well, they've now attached an arm to it so it can chuck cinder blocks, like, 30 feet.
Whoa.
Which you'll notice – people don't kick it anymore. But it's one more step in the process of creating robots that can kill us. And as everybody said, really? I was emotionally prepared to get shot at and lasered at. I was not prepared to get cinder blocks chucked at my head. I don't know. This is terrifying, guys. Good work, DARPA.
That's awesome. That is awesome. So there you go. That is the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast Roundup. Right there at the very end. Love it. Cool beans. So everybody, thank you for joining us. My name is James Furlough, and my mustache plus bearded brother is Matthew Furlough. So we will talk next time. What did you think of that rapid fire roundtable?
That's kind of fun. I do. You know what? I don't know if we need to do that every week, but we could do that in weeks like this where there's, you know, stuff that I just want to mention.
Yeah. Cool.